So I'm here, part two of episode 5 of El Boogie's Pop World podcast. I am here with a hometown hero, Mr. DJ, right over here.
Wow.
Tell me, I mean, where are you from?
I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, but...
You must talk loud enough, can
you hear
me?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. So, all right, but again, coming back, you said, but your dad lives here, though.
Yeah, he moved here, like, 3 years ago.
Okay, so you're like, okay, because I was like, you're saying, I took my dad's car, and I'm like, you know, in Deerfield, I'm like, okay, well, that's your spot, right? So...
Not really, I've only been there, like, 2-3 times.
Okay, whatever. All right, so you're not a hometown here. You just, like, just happen to be in the area.
I'm here.
You're here.
I'm just here.
Okay.
Soaking everything in.
So, tell me. All right, so what brought you to ABFF? What's your objective?
Trying to become famous.
Trying to be famous? Aren't we all, though? Like,
Some people are trying to actively stay away from that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to become famous. I'm just trying to make a lot of money doing what I love.
Yeah, that's my plan,
which
too.
Which is filmmaking,
right. And so the genre of film that you are kind of specializing in?
Action, comedy, comic books, because I'm a nerd.
Comic books. All right, we have a black nerd here. So what's the thing they call it? I forgot. It's like black nerd. Like they combine the word black nerd. Blurg. Yeah.
I'd never called myself that.
But you are. You said that. You are. It's okay.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'll take that.
Own it.
I am I don't like the word. It doesn't sound right. But
okay.
I'm a blurred.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so what comic books are your favorite that you...
I am a huge Batman fan.
Okay.
I'm a huge Static Shock fan.
Static Shock. Okay.
Yes.
I should know that. It sounds familiar. Who is that?
He's the one I was telling you about. I was like,
oh, your thing. Okay. Okay.
That's trying to keep under wraps, but okay. I don't care anymore.
That's dope. So what got you into filmmaking? Like, what's your background? Like, what was the kind of origin story? The comic book.
You like that?
Huh?
Okay. I was a musician first.
What? Okay. What did you play?
Guitar and a song. And a rap.
Okay.
And a rap.
Uh-oh. I may need you for some stuff. But like,
I'm not good.
I mean, you're okay.
I'm not good.
Okay. Well,
I haven't done it in years.
Continue. Okay.
And then I realized I wasn't good. No. I realized I didn't really care for what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to figure out what I want to do with my life. And I've always liked acting. I would always act in real life just to see how people, like, would just react.
Uh-huh.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. And it's like, well, how about I just give this acting a shot? And I was an extra in a few movies. And I was like, I like this feel.
Okay.
Then I had some ideas for my own movie, and I started writing, and I started shooting some stuff.
See, but you... So that means, like, you had the funding to be able to do the shooting. Like, it was...
Because it was with the iPhone, so if you can afford a phone...
Okay.
And if you have some friends that are willing to work in 20-degree weather for free, then, yeah, I mean, yeah.
So that was the... Okay, so, like, the homemade, like...
Yeah.
Like... Okay.
Kind of, yeah.
How did that fare? How did that come out?
Great. I'm surprised. Like, what it is, it's really good.
Okay. All right.
It's great. It's awesome. It's the best thing ever. I should hype myself up. It's the best thing ever.
Best thing ever?
Best thing ever.
Ever, ever, ever?
Ever, ever, ever.
Okay. So, who are your role? I know we talked about role models yesterday, but I was like, who are some of like the directors that you see, filmmakers that you've seen, you know, that really shaped you? Really, if so, like, you know, I feel like, yeah, I want to be doing what he's doing, or I can do it better than him or her, or et cetera.
Yesterday, I said no one. I still stick by that, but a filmmaker that influenced me was the director of Kevin Smith.
I know Kevin Smith, yeah. I mean, but I'm like, I love his stuff. Oh my God, he's Silent Bob, and he's hilarious. I love him in Silent Bob. And
he had a Drake video recently. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
That was dope.
All right,
that was so dope. Yeah, I was like, okay. Ooh, all right.
But he had a philosophy that he's making movies that people wouldn't make anyways. Like, he has visions of movies he wants to see, but nobody will make it. So why not he be the person to make it?
So
I like that philosophy of, oh, I got some ideas. Nobody's going to make that. So I'm just going to make it.
See, I have that same kind of, like, philosophy when it comes to, like, the content on my site. Like, it's like, okay, what... Like, you know, I have, like, the teacher's head mind, so I'm like, okay, what's the stuff that people should be seeing, that my friends should be seeing, that millennials should be seeing, that we're not hearing about on mainstream media?
Right.
Like, that... is actually pretty darn good, and, you know, and that's why I come to ABFF, because, you know, they get the latest you know, rollout of like the best kind of programs. Well, you know, of the, you know, the big networks that, that, you know, like for instance, you know, Claws. HBO, TV One, like it's major.
I should just read all the signs up there.
I really like it. Because you know them by heart so well.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and these are like major, you know, stage, you know, major TV.
Right.
You know, this is not, and so for them to come here and wanting to roll out their projects to us, you know, to is a big deal, and also giving everybody who are filmmakers like you a platform to be able to, you know, incorporate their work. It's really fantastic.
And to network and to get to know people.
Definitely.
Especially because I met somebody from Toronto. Never met anybody from Canada.
That is dope.
That's weird to me.
How is that weird? It's interesting.
No, it's weird because I just never met someone. Because she had, like, an accent, but it wasn't an accent, but it was an accent. So I was like, you're not from here. I could tell that. But, yeah, I get weirder on my accents. But then people think I have an accent, so.
And see, and I met somebody who's from France.
Yeah.
At McDonald's the other day. Getting some French fries. No. Man, that was open. You know that was coming, right? Clearly, you know that was going to happen. But, So what do you hope to gain from being here? How many times have you been here before?
It's my first year here.
You are a ABFF virgin.
Yes.
That's so cute.
Is it?
How's it?
I feel like I'm acting like one here. Like, I walked into the thing to get my stuff, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. That's the first thing I said. I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing. All right, we got you. So that was cool.
I mean, see, and you're on a different level than, like, what I was at, because I was pressed.
Right.
So I would just go upstairs and get my credentials, and then I could just wander.
Right.
And then, you know, because I had my thing, I was like, okay, I can go where I want to go.
Right.
Leave me alone. That's the leave me alone pass.
All right, yeah.
But, you know, so you explore, you go, you know, to the area, like, and they had, you know, it was, you've had, like, a skincare or hair care sponsor. Like, last year it was Shea Moisture, which was fantastic. I got so much free stuff and so much stuff for my family. Like, they cleared me out. Cleared me out. So
is
like,
that what you got for your father?
Yeah. Because there's, like, guy stuff. There's guy stuff there.
That's what you paid for with your own money. You just got some free stuff.
They didn't care. It's free, full-size bottles of stuff, and they devoured it.
Okay.
As soon as I got home with it, you know, so it was like, that's a Father's Day pre-gift for you. So
no free stuff this year.
I don't think I'm going to get free stuff. I mean, I don't know where are they hiding the free stuff? Because usually, cause last year they had it over down over there with past the elevators. So
I have not been, like,
you have to explore. Wandering.
Yeah, I've kind of been going to a destination and then dipping and then going to another destination.
I should just take your tag.
I'll figure it out.
But yeah, just exploring this foreign stuff.
Yeah.
So again, so what events are you going to today?
I am going to the Black Love.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be good.
Because my friend wants to get me to make a video from Michael J. White or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try to see
okay, first of all, do you even know?
No.
Oh my. Oh.
Sure.
Sorry.
I don't even know what you're gonna say.
That came out of my. I'm sorry.
No. What were you gonna say? Do I even know?
How do you not even know?
No, what?
No, what? Wait, what?
I don't know. You're going to... And I cut you off.
I said, how do you not know? Like, it's a great documentary on OWN that...
I said, I know what it was.
Yeah.
I know what it was.
You're just trying to be silly to upset me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't hear you were going to get upset.
So I can make that annoying sound. That's shame. Oh, gosh. Oh my gosh, it's too funny. Okay, so you're going to that. So you're going to Black Love, so a documentary. That'll be good for you, so you can kind of see how their process and how they kind of, because it's really the different episodes that they have. Like, they had it for Mother's Day, and then they had with the different families for Mother's Day, and they had it for, you know, the couples and couples that with longevity and couples that are, you know, starting out. So, like, they really have a really good brand and a really good, like, you know, niche. That, you know, OWN is, like, totally taking it all in. So you're going to that. What else are you going to?
There was something else. I don't know if I'm going to the second thing because
it's raining.
It's not that. I got to look at what it was. Because I don't know where the building's at. I know it's probably not close to here, so I got to
think. Well, if you tell me what it is, you tell me off the air, I'll tell you. Oh,
gosh.
I'm like your, tour guy.
Yeah.
Because you're still the virgin.
You know this place so well.
I do. I mean, they know me. You know, PR people know me and stuff. You know, but it's pretty dope in there. So, steal some free food from me.
There's food there.
Yeah, I mean, they got stuff. You better go.
Oh, I don't know. I just got here. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Well, I'll hook you up.
Please do.
Okay. And anything else? So in the next 5 years, what do you see yourself doing as it relates to your filmmaking and your creative pursuits?
I'll be 30. So I'm gonna have a feature film.
Nice.
I'm going to. That's what's gonna happen.
Okay.
Besides that, I don't know. But that one thing.
That sounds great. Also, I meant to ask you, are you going to go to the Ryan Coogler thing?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, you want to make sure that you have social media going, because I want to watch.
Okay.
And I want to see, because I've been, like, I've been studying up on the interviews.
Right.
Okay. Very intently.
Okay.
Like, I was ready for questions to be able to ask.
Do you have a question that you want me to ask them?
No, I mean, can do it. Okay, well, we'll talk off air.
Okay.
And I think that's everything. Thank you so much, DJ. I really appreciate it. You're my first guest. I really appreciate it.
Oh, cool. What do you mean?
So tell me your social media. Tell your social media handles.
All right. So Twitter and Instagram is LOC.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Wow. LOCD LIKE_Marley. So locked like Marley.
Okay.
And that's where you can find me on everything.
But and you're on and you're on Instagram too, right?
Instagram, yeah. Twitter. Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you so much, DJ.
Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.